Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
If the love can hear, and you're in luck, if you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay, don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the ref.
I think that we should see a therapist.
I mean, black people don't go to therapy.
Regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my KC.
Hey everybody, this is KC, and I am your life enhancement coaching specialist, as you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio. As your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to advance and enhance your life as you deem needed and necessary by however means you feel like you should apply the knowledge and information that I give. Now, normally we address topics that are real life topics that we pick up from social media or online resources so that we can help you with relevant information and not just be talking about something that doesn't have some clear significance in day-to-day living today. So today's topic is going to be about party rules, tips, tricks, and rules about being safe when you go out to party. So the reason why today's show is so important is because I just watched a video, and in this video, a young lady went to the club. She went to the club alone. Nothing is wrong with that. She engaged with a man during her time in the club. He ended up buying her drinks. And from there, it kind of went south. And I do not mean to intend pun, but literally, the young lady got a drink, looked like it was a pill in the bottom of the drink once she was holding it up. It's a few pictures of it. And not only did the lady get a drink from the man, and there was some type of substance in the bottom of the drink, later on, during the duration after drinking that drink, she became kind of incoherent and was eventually raped
in the club. You can literally see her being bent over and being taken advantage of, and she's in her camera saying, please help me, help me, please help me. Now, I don't know how loud her cries were in the video that I watched. It was a little bit muffled, so I don't know how loud she was, but they were in a club environment, so loudness, it may not make a difference depending on what was going on in the club at that time. Now, I will note that I do see another person there videotaping it. So I don't know if he thought that she was willing and that it was just something that was going on and he just caught a wind of it, or if he was, you know, an accomplice, so to speak. Okay, so the reason why I want to address this is because I'm 36 years old. I have been partying and going out since I was probably about 14, 15, 16. I can remember years where I couldn't go out and my cousins would take me out with them and we would sit in parking lots and it would be like the club scene, but in a parking lot with music going and such and such. So over the years, I've partied a lot. I've drank at different points in my life. Sometimes a lot, sometimes not so much. Sometimes I've mixed my liquor if I was on prescription medicine and I was taking that for pain because of one thing, when I was in the military and my knee was messed up, I would, you know, take my medicine for my knee pain so that I could go out, but then I would also have drinks. Now, the goal intended wasn't to get this super high or whatever. It was just the part of the routine at the time. So in addition to that, you know, I have gone out and gotten drunk with someone and then later on felt like something was not right with the environment because I had one drink and I couldn't remember hardly anything and I was just so sick and it was just a lot of things. So, the whole thing is that over the years, I have developed some rules and regulations for myself so that I stay safe. And today, after watching that video and that impression being like sketched in my head now, it reminds me of so many things. It reminds me of situations where I've been in situations where people have stuck their hands down my pants and forced themselves on me, despite me saying no, despite me asking them not to, despite me crying and being hysterical. And with all of that, they still was, you know, like they did nothing wrong. So saying that to say this, I've been in a lot of situations where people tried to force themselves upon me. And each time I'm in a situation where someone is doing something sketchy, I've learned from that situation. And now I want to share what I've learned and the rules that I have for myself with other people. A lot of times I've had friends and family, and I tell them my rules and regulations of how I live, how I conduct my life. And they sometimes look at me like I'm crazy, like, you know, I don't have enough fun or I don't do enough this or I don't do enough that. And sometimes I feel bad because my mindset of a great lifestyle is different. But I also know that I safely have protected myself for a very long time. And I thank God for having angels to watch over me when I was not able. So we're going to go off into the rules. Okay, so first and foremost, rule number one when going out. If you are going out alone, someone should know where you are going. In the day and age of social media, I can say that using social media as your time keep or time stamp to say, okay, at this time I was here, is one great tool if you don't have any friends or family to call to let them know that you're going to be out and about and so that somebody knows your whereabouts. This is important because if something happens, Somebody needs to know where the last place you were supposed to be. If you are without family or friends and you only have social media, making that information available in some areas can be a safety hazard, but in most cases, it is a good thing because you're able to say, okay, I was here. I'm letting y'all know that I was here. So if something happens after I leave here, you know the last place that I was at. So they know where to look for you. They know who to call about you, and they know how to find you. Now, there's a catch-22 with posting your location on social media. If you have enemies, if you are wanted by the police, if you are in illegal activities, if you know somebody has a price on your head, meaning somebody wants to hunt you down, if you know you have a stalker, if you know you have people that may be after you, then be more selective about how you post where you are. If you are a celebrity, if you are famous, if you are Insta famous, if you're Facebook famous, you have to monitor who you allow into your life and how you allow them into your life. And that means sometimes not posting where you are exactly at that moment on social media. And the reason why, because if somebody got a price on your head, if somebody's looking for you, if somebody's after you, somebody wants you, then they know how to get you and find you and do whatever it is that they want you for. So there has been at least, I'll say, probably two or three people, maybe four or five that I can think of personally that could have been easily targeted because they revealed their location while they were there, like going live while you're at a place versus taking video and then posting that video so that you may not be there or you may be there. Nobody knows if you're there or you're not there at that moment. But when you go live in a situation, you are sometimes opening yourself up to different things. Like if you're away from home, then you could be showing your burglars if it's somebody that's following you that's trying to do something to you. You're showing them where you're located. You're showing them where you live. You're giving them that information that they may not need by posting live or, you know, put your location out there. Now, if you have a stalker or something like that, you know, like that's the only hold back I say about going live because, again, it's good to for somebody to know where you are at because if something happens to you, they need to know where you were last seen, where to look for you at, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the second rule, when you go out, tell somebody where you're going. Know your drink minimum. Make sure you have money to buy your drink yourself. Now, this is very, very important to me. And also, make sure if you're a smoker, have whatever you smoke yourself. Do not smoke pre-rolled blunts, joints, or just hit anybody's weed. You never know what somebody has in their weed. You never know if they are on coke, if they are on ecstasy or methamphetamines and they're lacing their stuff and then you just smoking with everybody and now you've been laced and now something bad can happen to you from that. The same thing with alcohol. And I don't want you, like, it's okay to allow someone to buy you a drink, especially if you know that person. But if not, never allow someone to go get you a drink and bring it back because you don't know what's happening between that walk there and that walk back or that walk from there to back to you. So, and if you do take a drink like that, look at your drink. Does it look funny? Does it look like it has any residue at the bottom? If they're putting the powder in there, it may have some residue. Is it fizzling? Is it a drink that's supposed to fizzle? Did they put a pill in there? Do you see anything like dissolving or whatever, like, look at your drinks and make sure that nobody is doing anything to your drink. Now, I will say, recently I was out and I seen someone that had a drink cover. I mean, literally the cutest little thing to me. I was like, oh my God, I really stopped her. And I was like, oh my God, look, you got your little drink cover. Where'd you get that? And she made it. Now, I did not get her name and information, and I promise if I had, I would promote it right now, because ladies and gentlemen, because we have all type of people out here, predators, waiting for you to slip up. And it is not necessarily always a man that's preying on a woman. We have to realize that there are women preying on men as well. The same way that the man in the video and some men are looking to get you drunk, looking to get you high so that they could do whatever they want to you, there are also women who are looking to help you drink yourself into a place where they can go in your pockets, where they can rob you, or so that they can get whatever it is that they want from you at that time. Now, it's nothing wrong with buying women drinks, but there are some people that are waiting for you just to buy them drinks, just so they can rub up on you, just so they can take advantage, just so they can have the one up. And I don't want you to be defensive. I don't want you to not party. I don't want you to not enjoy yourself. But I do want you to be aware of your environment, be aware of the type of people you encounter, be aware of what type of information you share with the people that you encounter. Because one of the things that I noticed in this video was that she told him she had just got a divorce. She told him that she was single. She told him that she was there by herself. And getting a divorce or being single is not necessarily bad things to tell a person. But when you tell them that you're there in a place by yourself where you don't have family, or, you know what I'm saying, you just, that's too much information, because now it makes you vulnerable, either for you to be robbed, either for you to be raped or molested, or for them to try to take advantage of you in some other way, because they're expecting nobody to be looking after you, nobody to come check for you, nobody to even care about where you are in that night. And that goes back to having somebody that you can call and let them know where you are. One of the things that I can say after watching this video, it makes me so much more thankful for social media, because she was live, she was able to not only videotape the assault, but videotape the assaulter and get enough evidence in the video, the live feed video that has now been copied on the internet and pasted elsewhere, where you can see that she was given a drink with something in the bottom. And not only was she given a drink with something in the bottom, there is a clear video of her saying, help me, and she's, as she's being taken advantage of, bent over. Now, again, with the drinks, we're on rule number two, but I gave you a lot of tips in between. When you're dealing with the drinks, you got to know what is your minimum. How many drinks can you handle? Like, I know for myself, I could probably handle about 3 or 4 drinks for real, and be cool. But I have a 2-drink minimum, so that I make sure when I leave to go home and I have to have my second drink at least 30 minutes before it's time to leave. That means that once I have my drink, when I have my second drink, then I get time to sober up so that I'm not driving home drunk, so that I've had time to get my vision clear, get my thoughts clear, know where I'm going, know how I got there, and being awake enough to navigate to where I need to be. So know your limit. Know your when it comes to drinking. It's nothing wrong with having a limit. It's nothing wrong with knowing if you got 2-drink minimum, then 2-drink minimum. And it's so crazy because in the video, the guy's like, well, you know, I really don't. I mean, she told him that she didn't drink and all of that. And I'm not saying that to fault her. I'm saying that to say the next rule, rule number 3, don't share too much information with complete strangers. Especially in a club environment, you don't know these people's background, you don't know where they came from, you don't know what they're doing. And he asked her a lot of questions to get enough information to where he could say things to her to make her feel comfortable enough to trust him enough to do whatever he wanted, you know what I'm saying, just by the information that she shared. And for myself as well, I have to, we as both men and women, because you can encounter a woman, a man can encounter a woman that's in the club looking for a mark, looking for a target, and if he's drunk enough or if he's flashing his money enough and he's doing enough, then guess what? All she got to do is rub up on him, let him spend that money, take his money. I mean, so many things can happen when you are overly intoxicated. You don't know who you have around you, and you're sharing information with them about your personal life that they can use to butter up to you, or just use because they know, oh, she just got a divorce, she may be vulnerable. So if I do this, then she's going to do that. And if they are there preying on people, then guess what? They've asked you enough to get enough information to, you know, to ambush you. Because if you don't know that something is coming, that's an ambush. So the goal is to make sure you always know your limits. Let somebody know where you are going. And what was the last rule? Not give out information that's not needed. Not in that type of environment. If you're going out to party, no, I mean, yeah, you can tell somebody that you're single, but don't necessarily tell people that you're in a place alone. If they think that you are alone, they can follow you when you leave. They can try to take advantage of you, kidnap you, rape you, or anything in that nature. And for men, it's important. I sympathize with men so much more because people have this thing where men are like just supposed to know things, or men are not never supposed to be vulnerable, or men are just always the predator, when in some cases there are women predators who are preying on weak men. It's not a matter of a man preying always on a woman. It's a predator, whether it's male, female, or transgender, preying on those who know, who they assess as being weak, who they see as being careless, who they perceive as not loving themselves enough, who they can see that they can try to manipulate and take advantage of. So you have to just be aware. And again, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to make you not go out and have fun. Go out and have fun. Live your best life. Enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? Have drinks on ice if that's what you like. But what I'm saying is to be careful. In so many cases, we don't know enough to take care of ourselves. And instead of assuming that you know the party rules, instead of assuming that you know to limit your drinks, and the reason why I say limit your drinks, and I don't care who you're with, because if you could go to a club with someone, you don't necessarily have to be alone, and you can still be taken away from those people if those people aren't protective over you. I've been in situations, where the one particular situation, I mean, I got so drunk, I remember seeing the guy two times. I flirted with him the first day. And then the next day I got drunk, and the people that I was with just let me go off. Like, they was like, okay, you sure you want to go? I mean, but I'm busted, slithered. And instead of saying, you know what, nah, she's too drunk to make that decision and taking me back and saying, yeah, you're going to have to get her when she's sober, they just allowed me to go. Now, I do not fault them. I fought myself for allowing myself to get that drunk and that intoxicated where I could not use my better judgment and not be relying on the people that I was with to say, you know what, she ain't in her right mind because she's been drinking, and she's been drinking some stuff that she don't normally drink. And those are the type of people that you need around you. So that's the next thing. make sure that you are around people that are as protective of you as they are of themselves. And that's questionable because some people don't care about their own safety and welfare. Some people will go with anyone. Some people will do anything. And you, in this room, in this group, and the people that's going to listen to this, this is about protecting yourself. This is about making sure that you are not a target, that you are mindful, watchful, and prayerful in every movement that you make. A lot of people give me a hard time because I don't go out a lot. I don't communicate with a lot of people. I don't do a lot of things that would make it easy for somebody to take advantage of me, see me as a target, or try to do something crazy. Now, there are some things that I do that, you know, could be possible risks, but nothing in such, like, if I go somewhere, when I leave that place, I'm watching when I leave to make sure I'm not being followed. When I'm on my way home, I'm looking in my back mirror. I'm making sure that if a car is there, it's a new car. If it's the same car, then I'm turning another way. Sometimes I don't go straight home. Sometimes I go around a couple corners. Now, I don't take Ubers and do all those lifts. I like having my own car. I like being able to leave when I'm ready to leave, because if I got to wait for somebody else to leave, then I may be in a compromised position that I am not able to protect myself. So in those cases, I leave when I want to leave. So the next thing is being able to control your ability to walk out or leave. And some of that is being able to control the amount of liquor you drink if you cannot handle your liquor. You got to be, and if you don't drink, don't broadcast that you're not a drinker. So, and then they buy you more drinks, because if they're trying to take advantage of you, they're going to want you to be indulged in whatever thing is keeping your mind distracted so that they can do whatever it is that they're looking to do. Everybody is not monsters, are not monsters. Let me say that correctly. Everyone are not monsters. However, there are a lot of people who are themselves weak, who are incapable of loving themselves and do anything to other people because they allow things to be done to themselves. This particular gentleman in this video is a predator, but he saw opportunity because of the information that she gave him and the things that she said, and then he used that to say, she's already flirting. That's an excuse. And just because she's flirting don't mean she wants to have sex with you. She's already, you know, so he's gassing her up. Now he's, and there are men and women that go out looking for people to take advantage of. There are women that will go get dressed. They go get slutty fat, not slutty vegan slutty fat, but fat, not slutty vegan slutty up. Oh, my bad. There are people that go get slutty fat. I mean, talking about, and I'm not talking about Slutty Vegan. Slutty Vegan is a very good vegan restaurant. If you're in the city of Atlanta, please go Google search Slutty Vegan. It's an awesome burger, the only burger I eat with no meat. Come from Slutty Vegan. That's my treat. Anyways, there are people that go and get all dressed up, all dolled up, have their ass hanging out, just so that they can pick up a guy who's desperate, who needs a girl, who's looking for love, who got money to spend, and who's going to give it up. And, you know, a lot of girls target Africans, not knowing that Africans can be a little bit aggressive. I don't want to call them crazy because they might not, it's not necessarily that they're crazy, but if enough people try to take advantage of you, eventually you're going to have some type of defense, some type of trigger that's going to say, oh, nope, you're not going to do that. And it's going to make you flip. That's what a trigger is. So they take advantage. They look for people to take advantage of. Know the information that you're giving to people. Know if it's, know when you're sharing too much. Sometimes you don't have to say everything. I mean, even though, and it is harder to have good judgment when you are literally drunk. So, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with going out, having fun, having drinks and stuff, but you can't have great judgment if you are not in your right mind. So that's why you have to limit your drinks or know your limit, or, you know, drink in increments. So, okay, if you have two drinks, but you're at the place for 4 hours, well, a drink an hour, man, you might be able to have three drinks and then sober up and still be able to get to your next destination, whether it's home or another location. But the goal is to be aware of yourself, be aware of your circumstances, be overprotective even of who you are, because you are valuable. And unless you see yourself as valuable, then you are willing to put yourself at risk of harm and risking your safety. And the goal with Speaking Freedom is to help you always. We want you to make money if that's what you value. We want you to be successful in the way that you see yourself as successful and it means something to you, but we also want you to be safe. We also want you to use wisdom. We also want you to learn lessons in everything that you do every single day of your life for the rest of your life, so that you always evolve and always enhance and always mature along with your age, and in some cases beyond your age, your maturity can extend. So, but you have to know rules, especially when you're partying. I don't care if you're in Atlanta. I don't care if you're in Charlotte. I don't care if you live in Dayton, Ohio, and you go out and party in Dayton. Bad things can happen anywhere. There is no one place that is better than the next. Maybe it's a little bit safer if they know you and you have a good relationship with people. But anywhere, something bad can happen. So, I mean, and that's even if you're at home. You can be at home and something bad can happen. I'm not saying don't go out. I'm saying being aware of your environment. Know what you're getting yourself into. Know who you're around. If you do not know a man or a woman, for a man or a woman, then do not engage in them so deeply in a club and type of environment. You cannot get to know somebody in a club like that. I mean, like, some people meet people in a club and they go home with them, but a lot of those people don't end up in happy relationships. I'm not going to say all, because there's some people that meet in the club and they end up happily ever after, but they don't base their whole relationship in the club, and they're not, you know, like, doing too much. The goal is not, I'm not trying to limit women or men, because men are just as much up under attack and scrutiny, and have the ability to be abused and taken advantage of just as much as women. And I think that people fail to realize that men are just as vulnerable, despite the fact that they are men, despite the fact that they are thought to be more strong or independent or all of the status quo stereotypical type of things that we say about men, but they're just as vulnerable. There are people, there are men that's preying on men. It's women preying on men. It's women that prey on women. It's women that prey on men. You have to know that just because a person is a woman does not mean that they are going to be any better than the man. There are people that are manipulators, users, liars, and all of those of all types of genders. It's not about a gender. It's not about a race. It's about learning yourself, loving yourself, and protecting yourself in such a way that even if somebody comes into your environment, they cannot overstep your boundaries for your life. But another thing that I wanted to go over is having a curfew for yourself. If you're going out, especially if you're single and you're not out with nobody, you're by yourself, have a curfew. Have a designated time where you're going to be in the house. I have a curfew. I do not stay out past 3 a.m., especially if I'm with myself. And for real, I really be trying to get in the house by like 2:30. And the reason because is at that time of night, you're opening yourself to so many things, whether you're getting pulled over. What if you get pulled over? What if you get pulled over and something happens to you like it did with Sandra Bland? Like, and I'm not saying that something like that will happen again. I'm saying you don't want to be stuck in a situation in the middle of the night where either you're getting pulled over, getting shot, getting molested, or anything. Anything can happen in the middle of the night. You don't want nobody to run you off the road. You don't want to hit no animals and get in a car wreck. And the later, the more crazier, the traffic is a little bit less. In Atlanta, the traffic can be packed at 3 o'clock in the morning, but normally the traffic is less the later it is. However, there are more drunk drivers after the club than before the club. So you have to be more mindful of those things. So one of the reasons, and then another thing, like I had one of the reasons why I have a curfew is because I've gotten sleepy on the road. I have been out and it'd be so late, and then you're like, okay, I need to hurry up and get home. And then but what is a single woman doing out until 5 o'clock in the morning by herself? You're doing too much. That's what you're doing. But even in that, there was one night I was right at home, and I have a big truck. It's a Tahoe. And I always have my gun in my truck. Like, there is not a time that I do not have my gun in my truck, you know. So, and I'm riding, and I get a low tire thing. For a long time, I lived in my home for 6 years. So for a long time, they were building houses in the neighborhood. So the more houses that are being built in the neighborhood, the more nails in the street. So you're likely to probably run over a nail and get a flat tire. So I used to always get flat tires, or my tire pressure would always go low. And this one particular night, I stopped at a gas station on Camp Creek, and I was like, okay, well, let me just pull over. Maybe I can get some gas real quick. So I pulled over and I stopped. And because I am a social media counseling guru, like I help people through social media primarily, I normally, anytime that I stop, I check my phone, I do my scroll and do my rounds. Rounds is when I interact with people online via social media, whatever social media platform I'm on at the time. So I stop, I do my rounds, and here comes a guy at my back window, which is cracked, talking about, you need some help with something. I bet you got a gun in there. And I'm thinking, no, I don't need no help. And hell yeah, I got my gun. Why? Get on. Matter of fact, back up away from the car. If I don't tell you I need help, then don't come over here. So he leaves. I didn't say all of that. I was thinking most of it. But at the moment, I was like, nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And he walks away after he said, I probably got a gun in here. And I was like, you know what? I do. So when he left, I decided I needed to move. So I moved and I parked somewhere. And then when I got ready to pull out of the store, the gas station, I could see him watching me in his car from where he was at. So I drive out, go to the light, and I see him pull out of the park, follow me. And I, bullshit you not, let me tell you something. Instead of going home, first off, I stared him down so that he could see that I could see that he was staring at me when I was driving off and that he was pulling off behind me. I stared him down, and then I ended up sleeping at the wall, going to the Walgreens, to another store across the street. And I sat in the parking lot for a while because I was scared to go home. And then by the time I got home, I was cool. But it made me so nervous that it really had me shook, because I felt like he was about to start following me if I would have let him, if I wasn't paying attention to my environment. So, and that's the importance of having a curfew. That's the importance to even going somewhere. Sometimes it's good that you go and stop at gas stations, or, you know what I'm saying? There's cameras everywhere nowadays. Let your face be seen, you know, go to the ATM. You ain't got necessarily get nothing, but just like, hey, I'm here, you know, and I'm joking right there, but you got to just be aware of your environment, you know, close with a celebrity sister, and I won't use any name or any references, but when I was close to her, and she stayed in my place, she used to tell me, well, don't just have anybody around you. You know what I'm saying? Not just don't have anybody around you when you leave places. Make sure nobody is following you. Circle your block a couple of times. Go a different direction every once in a while so that nobody is following you and matching your route home so that they know when to get out and jump out on you. So, and ever since then, I have made myself more aware of my surroundings as an author, as somebody that kind of, I won't be able to really prevent being in the public eye, but the way that I'm in the public eye will be more impactful than it is, you know, a visual type of perspective. So we got a couple things that we talked about. We talked about knowing your drinking limit. We talked about letting somebody know where you're going. We talked about not giving people the wrong information, too much information. If they don't need to know that you in the club by yourself all the time, you ain't got to tell them no lie and say that you with somebody, but, you know, tell them, you know what I'm saying, your friends be around, you know, like, you don't need to tell people the type of information that could get you assaulted. In those type of environments, if you don't already know a person, exchange numbers. I mean, if you go into the bar with them where they meet you at the bar and want to pay for your drink, or if the bartender brings the drink to you, then that's one thing. But don't just take drinks from anybody. Don't just smoke blunts with anybody. Don't just hit anybody's weed. You don't know if they dipping their weed in something. You don't know if they, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be protective of yourself. And I don't want you to be, like, scary. Like, don't be scary, but be mindful that the fact of the matter is anything can happen at any given time. And you are responsible for yourself. You are responsible to be accountable for your actions and your actions alone. Now, within all of this, before we get ready to go, because the show is almost over, I do want to say that I do plan on doing a R. Kelly special on my YouTube that may be also on the radio show. However, when I do this special, I've been having this cold, so I'm not really myself all the way as far as my voice, and I'm still a little stuffy. So I have to wait for this cold to get over in order to really do this show, this video about R. Kelly and the psychology portion of looking at him as a person, not just as a celebrity, but, you know, visiting his past and things of that nature. Now, because I am talking about this and this young girl on this Jasmine would slip the drink, slip something in her drink, it makes me want to talk about or touch on the R. Kelly scenario. Now, this is the thing. In any situation where you are dealing with predators or people that are banking on your ignorance, your drunkenness, your blindness to what's really going on. Anytime that you're dealing with predators, you have to make sure that you are not being the perfect prey. That means that you have to safeguard yourself more. I don't bring guys to my house. I do not let random men go upstairs to my house unless they're doing work that I'm paying for and they just have to go upstairs. I do not allow, and I've gotten, you know, lost friends or people that I thought were my friends because I literally don't allow guys in my house. So you can date whoever you want to date, but just because you date that person does not mean that they're going to be able to come over to my house and be in my house and I don't know them, because you don't know what a person has going on with them. You don't know, you know, if they have people chasing them after them, if they trying to set you up. Like, I'm from the hood. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. I'm from the west side of Dayton, Ohio. And the west side of Dayton, Ohio is kind of rough a little bit. Like, every city has rough. I think Dayton, the whole city, is kind of rough. Well, now since GM is no longer there, it's really depressing. But in general, there are a lot of people that try to outsmart you. And then being from there and going to the military and seeing the different environments with different people and how everybody operate, along with moving to Atlanta, I've learned that sometimes you have both the predator and the prey. And this is something that will relate to the R. Kelly situation. When you have the perfect prey and the perfect predator and they mix and they come together, you are either going to get a recipe of disaster or a recipe of something that's going to be greater than anything that you've ever seen. And it's like a paradox, because in one situation, if it's the right predator and the right prey, depending on what they're preying on and depending on what the prey needs, it may not be necessarily a bad situation. Now, a predator and a prey, a predator is somebody that is vehemently, aggressively looking for a particular thing, and they are going to devour that thing once they get it. Now, I don't want to make the word predator be necessarily a bad thing, even though it has a bad connotation, because if you are looking for love and somebody is looking for love, but one person has the advantage and the other person does not have as much as an advantage, that can still be a predator or prey type of situation, but it does not mean that something negative is going on. Because you're both looking for something. If you're both looking for something and you both found what you're looking for in each other, then it has a different type of undertone for me personally. But when you are going and looking to take advantage of people in a negative way, because you know that they are vulnerable, that you know that they're in need, so when you go offering things to people because you know that they lack those things, that is more predatory to me than anything else. A predator, in my mindset, is not the person that is open to the willing participant, but the person that is trying to go and find people by misleading them to be the participant unknowingly or without all of the information, an unknowledgeable participant, or somebody that gets a little bit in and then you just take advantage of them because you know that, you know, that you, they kind of said, yeah. So it's not, a predator is not somebody that, as soon as a person says no, then that's crossing the predatory line, because if you continue to pressure them, it's like peer pressure. If you continue to pressure them to do what you want them to do and you know that they don't want to do it, then that's predatory behavior. However, if you are, but on the other end, as the prey can have certain type of behavior that will lure a predator in and will make that predator a target, because just like that there are people that's looking to take advantage of other people, there are people that's looking to be taken advantage of. There are people that want you to spend all of their money. There are people that want you to need them because they need somebody to need them in order to feel useful. There are people that willingly do things knowing that the outcome might be bad, and they have two different types of outlooks on it. Either they're going to use the bad outcome to you know, for trickery to play into their hand later, or they're going to be okay with whatever comes with it and just do it. And the reason why I say this is, now we have shifted away from the alleged rape, the rape on that video, we are now more so talking about the type of things we need to watch for in situations similar to the R. Kelly situation, where you have a person who is vulnerable and can be made to be viewed as a predator because of the things, his deficiencies, his demons, his sins, his, you know, things that he's struggling with. And if you know a person has a certain type of struggle and you target that person's struggle, then you are now the predator, even though you seem to be in the prey's position. Now, so now that person is really the prey, but because you are lesser than. Your lesser than looks like it's weaker, but your weaker, your lesser than can actually be stronger if your lesser than is a mental thing and they're not mentally there. And hopefully that makes sense. So with when you have a predator and a prey, generally the predator is the stronger person, the stronger opponent, the stronger, wiser, wittier person that is looking to take advantage of somebody. And then you have the prey, the unexpected, weaker vessel that is unaware of the potential of a around. However, in the world and society that we live in, we have more people that play prey and are really predators than people that are actually predators looking for prey. And it's crazy because if you did not know any better, you would be able to be manipulated by these people. Now, it's important that I tell you this. The reason why I feel the way I feel is because of the things that I've seen in this world, the people that I've talked to and the conversations that I've had. I've seen, watched, and taken note of many different situations, many different things, and it has brought me to this point. My belief system is not for you to take and negate your own belief system without understanding why you believe what you believe or why you believe what I believe. I am not saying that you are wrong if you are a person that seeks money, and I believe that money is the reason that is one of the sources of creating evil, egotistical behavior amongst the world. Just because you have money does not mean that you are evil. However, there are a lot of things that are in place within our country that are evil-ish or not as positive as it could be because it's attached to money. The money is the attachment to a lot of things that we see. There has to be a material exchange. There has to be some type of exchange that goes on that allows things to attach. And for a lot of negative things, money is the string, the negative attachment that allows things to be what we see negatively, whether it's the media, whether it's drama on TV. All of these things are pushed by money, and the way the money system is set up is not set up in a way that to ever profit anybody for real, it's to continue this system that is not necessarily for the people. But that's another topic for another discussion on a different day. But today I wanted to give you some tips about, you know, really partying. If you go out and you like to go out, it's nothing wrong with going out enjoying yourself. It's nothing wrong with going out by yourself to enjoy yourself. But if you're going to go out, please, 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 be safe. Because in a lot of cases, we go out and we are trying to, sometimes people are going out to avoid their reality. And in order to go out and avoid your reality, that means you may make yourself vulnerable. I want you to go out. I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to live your best life. However, I want you to be protective over yourself. Be aware of your environment. Be aware of the type of people that you're opening up yourself to. Do not tell people more information they need to know. Know your drinking limit. Be wise with who you take drinks from. Look after your drink. Put a napkin over your drink. Drink through a straw that's coming out the hole, poked hole in the napkin, so that you can make sure that while you're standing around, nobody is putting anything in your drink. Cover your drink with your hand. These are important things because there are people who are looking to take advantage of you. There are people, males that want to take advantage of females. There are females that want to take advantage of males. There are males that want to take advantage of men. You see all of these things around us in the world, and I don't want those things to cause you to fear and not enjoy yourself, but to be mindful when you go out to enjoy yourself. Be more watchful of yourself. Be able to, I don't care what you got on. I don't care how you act. I don't care if you're flirting. I don't care if you show your vagina for a living. Nobody should be taking advantage of you sexually. Nobody deserves to be raped, sexually assaulted, or abused in any way, shape, form, or fashion ever. There is no excuse for that. However, in order to solve the problem of mental, physical, verbal, financial abuse, and other types of abuse, including rape, molestation, and womanizing, being money hungry, in order to address all of the negatives in the world, we have to individualize everything to people. So I can't make general statements. I have to address issues specifically that I know will help unlock things for another person. So for this, you know, this particular show should help you be able to unlock a mindset about protecting yourself that can help you grow so that you don't become raped in a club, so that you don't become overly intoxicated, you know, like unable to gather yourself, control yourself, or even keep control of your environment or situation. As a woman who has been sexually assaulted on many occasions, who have been punched, who has been through domestic violence, who has been through abandonment, who has been verbally abused, who has been mentally abused, who has been physically abused, who have been sexually abused, who have been touched by men and women, who have just overcome a lot of things. My goal is to make sure that you don't have to endure, go through, or experience anything that I've experienced, so that you can be whole without being injured, without being hurt, so that you don't have to be mended now. You can create healing for your next generation. Speaking Freedom is about healing. It's about growth. It's about wholeness. It's about looking out for one another with real life information so we can avoid some of this bull crap that we're facing. So with that being said, I hope that you were able to gain some knowledge and information about this topic. I hope that you remain safe and that you're mindful of who you're discussing your life with, that you are mindful of who you're taking drinks from, and that you begin to live a life that you have control of on your own terms. I hope that you have a great day.
We are kings, we are gods. So how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives in this good time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss in the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha 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 ha, if you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, we're not casing.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.